I would say that for me, happiness is not what I pursue. It's sort of like a fleeting feeling. It passes quickly. But I want to touch on the fact that I think that we tend to overlook like the joy of the moment when we are focusing on sort of like distant, long-term things.
You know, this actually connects really well with what we're going to be discussing today about making progress, even small, but seeing that progress happening and having a happier, fulfilled life. Yeah, so I'm really excited about today's episode. Oh yeah, citizens of the world, this is Thiago from Real Life English, where our mission is to guide you beyond the classroom to speak confident, natural English, connect to the world, and actually use your English as the doorway to your greatest life. I am joined in the Global Studio today once again by the fluency coach and expert on all things China, Cassie herself. Hey, Cassie.
Hey, Thiago. Hey, everyone. Or should I say, Da jia hao? It means like, hey, everyone. I don't know about the tones, but hey, everyone.
Awesome. Yeah, you see, so I stand corrected. Yeah, all things China. Yeah, you're speaking Chinese already.
Right? Well, I wish. No, that's cool. Almost. We'll get there.
It's a process, right? You are an expert on all things China. You guys out there, if you say all things something, it means everything related to that thing. So Cassie is probably very knowledgeable now on everything related to China, just like all things food or all things music. But Cassie, talk a little bit about that. I mean, how has the experience of preparing for China been going? I mean, any updates? How are things there on your end?
Yeah, recently, like everything is going smoothly, everything is on track, and I just have a few more short weeks, maybe 3 weeks maximum, before I fly out to China. I've made a lot of progress with my Chinese learning. When I say a lot of progress, people are like, oh, then speak to us, or, you know, can you read? Can you? And it's not about that. I think this is what I'm learning. Very different to my approach with Portuguese, because when I started with Portuguese, I kind of did it in a fun way. Now I'm very deliberate. Like, I'm making little strides, and I'm actually noticing it. Like, I recently started reading short texts in Chinese, and I found that that was quite a win, because it's a very hard language. So yeah, it was quite good. But anyway, awesome. Yes. Baby steps, and I'm pretty proud of those steps, because they're actually happening. I can see the growth. So
great. You did say something nice there. You said that you are making little strides. What does that mean?
Yeah, like when you're making little strides, it means like you're making like bits of progress, small bits of progress. So in other words, I'm moving forward. When you stride, it's sort of like a, you know, walking or moving forward. So think of it as like short baby steps, but still in the right direction.
You know, this actually connects really well with what we're going to be discussing today about making progress, even small, but seeing that progress happening and having a happier, fulfilled life. Yeah, so I'm really excited about today's episode. Cassie, going back here to your experience moving to China and everything, I remember a while back we did a podcast together. And in that conversation, you shared with us actually your intrinsic motivation for this decision, for moving to a foreign country, working there. And just to refresh our memories, could you share your intrinsic motivation again while you're doing this?
I guess, like, we all know those quotes that tell us, like, love is about sacrifice. And I think it never hit home until I became a mother. And for me, like, I've always been sort of afraid of taking risks in terms of, like, you know, moving to another country. It always seemed so daunting. But in this situation that I'm in right now, and having an opportunity to, I've always wanted to live and work abroad. I've always wanted that experience. But I feel like recently, you know, having my son, thinking about the benefits that this, you know, my bravery could bring him if I just like take the risk, if I take that leap. It could help him as well. You know, it could help him experience another culture, different education system, a different way of life. And I think this could only be you know, of course, beneficial for him and us as a family. So, of course, there are financial benefits. Everyone always tells me, like, don't act as if it's like, oh, you're sacrificing, you know, something. You're doing it for free, of course. And, you know, there's financial benefits to it. But I think to a lesser degree than, like, the sort of fulfillment that I think, like, you know, of my family being happier. And also, like, I've always wanted to teach kids. And I get such a lot of joy from my students. I always feel like they think that I'm helping them, but they're adding so much value to my life. So these are, I guess, the main reasons. I really do feel like there's the sort of driving force, you know, within me. I think we all feel that way as teachers, or we should. At least, like, when we help others, we really do feel, like, better. Like, I don't know, more... I'd say fulfilled is the best word for that. And life really does become more meaningful when we add meaning to the lives of others. So this, I think, is it in a nutshell. Sorry, in a very big nutshell, but
No, but that was really well put. I love that. It sounds wonderful. Yeah. So yeah, you are willingly embracing that challenge because there is that deeper motivation going on there. And yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. That actually reminds me of a TED Talk that I watched recently, Cassie. And I believe you saw that too. The headline is really intriguing, right? Because the headline goes, "There's more to life than being happy." And I love this line, which goes, "Chasing happiness can actually make you unhappy." I know it sounds kind of counterintuitive, right? But yeah, it's actually true. And I agree with that. If you make happiness your only goal in life, you might actually turn out to be unhappy. Yeah, it's amazing.
Definitely. So for you, what can actually make you happy?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of this word personally, Cassie. Oh, happy, happiness, you know. I like what you were saying before about meaning. And you used that word a lot before, meaning, meaningful. For me personally, I think that a much better goal in life is to seek meaning in your life instead of seeking happiness, because happiness is so fickle. It's unstable. Exactly. It's a feeling. Sometimes you feel it, you feel great. Sometimes you don't feel it. You can't be happy all the time. So it's not, I think, a reliable strategy long-term in your life. There is this Canadian psychologist who I follow called Jordan Peterson. I guess you know about him too, right?
Love him.
I like to call him the rock star of academics. You know, he's like, he's an academic rock star, in my opinion. He's a professor of psychology. And I think he's become prominent now on social media because there are many of his lectures online. So I follow his work. I think that he makes some interesting points. And more importantly, most of his points are backed by academic or scientific literature. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I was watching one of his videos recently, and he was talking exactly about that, about chasing meaning and adventure in your life rather than chasing happiness. He says that we should have less ease in our life and more challenge. So less comfort in a way and more challenge, more quote unquote suffering. And then he starts talking about adventure because actually seeking for adventure, adventure plays a huge role in pursuing a meaningful life. It's about pushing your limits. As he says in the video, dancing on the edge. I love that phrase. You are dancing on the edge, like you are pushing yourself to an uncomfortable situation, not so far so you don't crumble, right? But you are not extremely comfortable. There is a challenge going on. There is kind of a something for you to fight against or overcome. I love that. And then he goes on to say that we are not built for security and safety. Because, you know, if everything was fine and dandy all the time, it would be boring. And we wouldn't have meaning out of that. So we're actually built for adventure. That's what he says. One thing I find cool about this, and this actually connects to what you were saying. I mean, you going to China now, you know, taking on a new job there, moving to a foreign country, learning the language that is completely different from your native language. We call it challenge. It's a challenge, right? It's a challenge that you are willingly embracing. But the cool thing I find about challenges is that the more challenges you go through in your life and the more challenges you overcome, the more self-confident you become. Because it's like you go through this challenge, you're still alive. You go through the next challenge, you're still alive. And then it comes to a point where maybe you are faced with a situation, a hard situation, and you go, you know what? I can do it. I can tackle this. I mean, I've been through worse, or I've been through other stuff, and I'm still here. I'm alive. So I find that the more challenges you go through, actually, the more self-confident you become. It's that feeling of, yeah, remember that time? That was difficult, but it was worth it, right? So that was, yeah, that is one thing I would say here.
I absolutely love everything you just mentioned. I love the idea of like thinking of it more as like building as opposed to like one thing that I'm dealing with and it's going to be so difficult. You're sort of, you know, that saying like what you focus on expands. So if you're constantly like looking at how negative or how daunting or how stressful the situation is, that's all you're going to see. You're not going to see the opportunities. You're not going to see the bigger picture because you're really focusing on that tiny bit that's uncomfortable in this moment. But that's the thing. As you said, happiness is fickle, or I would say it's fleeting. It passes by quickly. So that's something that I always remind myself of. Like if the thing that makes you happy can be changed in a second, is it really the thing that you should be, you know, putting, you should be putting all your eggs into that one basket, you know, putting all of your focus into that one thing? So yeah, we should really be looking for like deeper, as you said, the meaning and the purpose in things. So I love that.
Yeah, that is amazing indeed. Just to give you an example, Kelsey, to make it more concrete here, like working my first job, for example, my very first job was at a drugstore. Yeah. And it wasn't a glamorous job at all. I mean, I did many things there. I would mind the cash register sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would clean toilets or receive the truck full of medication and then, you know, sort them out and dust the shelves. So I did many things there. It was a challenging experience, but it was worth it. Mm-hmm. It was meaningful because I was also in that adventure mode. My adventure at that time was, man, I want to become a working man. Mm-hmm. I want to make my own money. I want to buy things for myself. So that's my adventure right now. It is challenging, yes, but you know, I want to do it. Yeah? Yeah, it's that challenge. I even worked a night, for example, for 3 months there, I worked at nighttime. So I would start at 10 p.m. up until 6 a.m. And it was kind of funny because, you know, on the way back early in the morning when I was going back home, like 6, 7 a.m., I would see the other bus, you know, coming the opposite direction, full, packed with people going to work. And I was on the bus going back home. But I would say it's an experience that has shaped who I am because, you know, it helped me grow up faster, mature, understand the reality of life, that life is not sunshine and rainbows all the time, you know? Yeah. So it was challenging, but it was worth it. But Kelsey, I know you have a take on this as well, on this topic, and I'm curious to hear it.
I do, but first we have a shout out from one of our app users. Shout out goes to Techpa, who says, I'm a user of the Real Life app, and this is the best application that I've ever seen. It's simple to use and helps people get more confident by developing their listening skills. Thank you, Techpa.
Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Techpa, for the wonderful review. So, dear listener, if you are listening to this podcast not on the Real Life English app, we highly recommend you download the Real Life English app. Why? Well, first of all, because you can listen to the same podcast here, but with a free interactive transcript week after week for that episode. That means that you can actually listen to us and read along every single word we use in the episode. We also give you some vocabulary flashcards to help you memorize the words and expressions we define quicker. And it doesn't stop there. With the app, you can also practice your speaking skills by connecting to another learner anywhere in the world for a short 4 to 8 minute conversation. Isn't that incredible? And it's all for free, guys. So come on, guys, try the app right now. I'm going to leave the link to the app in the description here of this video if you are on YouTube also in the show notes if you are on Spotify, Apple, or any other place. And you can also go to Google Play Store, Apple App Store, search for Real Life English, and download the app from there. Give it a try. I think you're going to love it. All right? All right, Kasey, but now I'm curious. What is your take on this? I mean, what do you think about happiness and happiness in life? What is your opinion?
Well, I would say that for me, happiness is not what I pursue. I think that, like you said before, it's sort of like a fleeting feeling. It passes quickly. But I want to touch on the fact that I think that we tend to overlook, like, the joy of the moment when we are focusing on sort of, like, distant, long-term things or things that we're striving for. But, like, for example, I'll make an example using language. Recently, I had a conversation with someone who was basically mocking me because I was really happy about, you know, the progress I've made with my Mandarin. And this person felt that it was quite silly for me to be happy. And I guess they wanted me to feel like I, you know, it's no big deal. It's a small thing. Why are you so happy about it? And to me, what I realized in that moment is that if I were to only wait for those moments when I'm really good, or I wait for the day that I can finally speak Mandarin fluently, you know, if that even happens at all, I'm probably going to be unhappy for a very long time, right? So for me, this is all about finding the joy in the moment. So the fact that today I know how to read a little bit of Mandarin, you know, I didn't know that, you know, a month ago. I know how to pronounce words. I'm learning about the tones. These are all wins that should be celebrated. So, you know, situations don't have to be perfect. There's, like, we have this idea of how we imagine life should be. You know, if I have a lot of money, I'll be happy. So this would be the ideal situation. But, you know, what if I never get there? Like, how am I going to get through until the day that I, you know, actually make enough money to be happy, if I ever even get there? And so I feel like these ideal situations, you know, we think that they'll bring us happiness, but instead, you know, we should basically look at the ideal in the moment. Like, there are moments, mm-hmm. you know, every day that are ideal, like, you know, health and, you know, good fulfillment from our jobs and good friendships, good relationships with others. And for me, this is what it's about.
That's a great point, yeah. And it connects really well with that idea of enjoying the process, right? Because if you are celebrating your small victories, this is you enjoying the process. We actually did an episode about that, right, Kasey?
We did.
A while back about that, about success. And success is very much related to enjoying the process than just, you know, obsessing over that goal that you are trying to achieve, exactly. Right? You did say a couple of nice things there. I think you said we tend to overlook the small things. What does that mean, to overlook something?
If you overlook something, you don't take note of it. You don't notice it. You're sort of looking past it. So you're looking at something else instead of, you know, this one particular thing. In this case, we don't notice the little joys. We don't pay attention to it because we're looking at something else. We're focusing our attention on other things.
And just a comment about that person who kind of dismissed your small win with Mandarin,
yeah.
Right? I find that sometimes people, they just want to bring us down because it makes them feel good about themselves. You know, like if they see that you are trying to, you know, make progress in your life, or you are trying something, you are taking the risk, right?
Exactly.
To learn something new or go do something different, right? People usually, we usually have the naysayers, right?
Exactly.
Like, they're going to make fun of us somehow, or they're going to tell us that it's not possible, right? True. By the way, what is a naysayer?
A naysayer is someone who discourages you. They're trying to tell you negative things so that about what you're doing, because they basically, you know, are discouraging you. They don't want you to feel good about yourself. So, yeah. So I have this student, Claire, in Taiwan, and I've been helping her with, she's doing Toastmasters, and of course she's using English. And, you know, it was her first ever speech. And so we sat together, we worked on this, you know, she shared it with me. And today she gave me feedback on how it went. And she said something that really struck a chord with, and it's so well connected with this topic. She said to me, that I don't want to be able, my goal here with Toastmasters, for example, is not to be able to speak without trembling. I want to be able to speak despite, you know, she connected it with another quote that she heard. But the point is, she was saying that I want to be able to speak despite feeling nervous and despite trembling. And I think that is the point. We want to, if we wait for the moment when we're not nervous anymore, how long is that going to take us? We might never reach that point where we're perfectly confident speakers. We need to be able to speak despite that, you know, anxiety. And this, I think, was very beautiful. So thank you for sharing that with me, Claire.
Yeah, that was amazing and so beautiful. And it's true. Yeah. I mean, it's doing the thing despite feeling afraid, insecure, because we all feel those things sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, that is incredible. Yeah, incredible. Well, we have covered a few nice points today, right, Cassie, about that. So we started talking about the importance of focusing more on meaning in our life, looking for meaningful experiences, looking for adventure in our life, embracing challenges willingly. And then you also mentioned celebrating your small victories, mm-hmm. being happy and content with your progress, no matter how small. And of course, guys, avoiding the naysayers.
Yeah.
Pay no mind to the naysayers, okay? They are not worth your attention, okay? And your time. But now I think it's a perfect moment for us to introduce here the big challenge for today's episode. And the challenge is, for you guys out there, what do you think that actually fulfills you in life or makes your life more meaningful? We would love to hear your take on this as well. If you are watching us on YouTube, you can leave us a comment down here under the video. You can also send us an email at hello@reallifeglobal.com. Or if you prefer, you can record a voice message of yourself reading your answer to us. You can send your voice message at speakpipe.com/reallifeenglish. That is speakpipe.com/reallifeenglish. Don't forget, real life, double L. Just please make sure that your audio message is 30 seconds or less. We really appreciate that. Kase, any final words?
Yeah, I just feel that I feel very inspired actually by this conversation, and I hope that others will be too. I think that, you know, embracing the challenges, embracing the opportunities to grow and to learn and to step out of, you know, that weird mind frame of like, I'm going to wait until. Just do it. Be like Nike and just do it. But I feel like, yeah, it's just, I think that I hope that everyone feels as encouraged as I do right now by this conversation. And yeah, that's it. Go out there and have the adventures and face those challenges. You can. You can do it. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to do it.
Very well said, well put, and I think it's a great way to close today's episode. By the way, guys, if you want to support us, a very simple way to do that is by leaving a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other podcasting platform you use to listen to us. Also, if you are on YouTube, support us by subscribing to the channel and sharing this channel with your friends and family so we can make an even greater impact, all right? And also, guys, remember, no matter what divides us, that which unites us is far greater. Thank you very much for your attention, for listening to this episode today. I'm looking forward to talking to you very soon. And Kase, as usual, great conversation. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Xie xie.
So, 1, 2, 3.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.